This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Ooh. Alice 97.3. Good vibes and variety. Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. Thank you for joining us. Let's get to Disney. I want to get to Disney. Take the word Avengers. A-V-E-N. Well, I want to go. I want to go to Disney. Avengers. A-V-E-N-G-E-R-S. Take the word Avengers and text it to our contest line, 20357. That gets you entered to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Avengers to our contest line, 20357. That'll also put you in the running to qualify for the grand prize vacation, including a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. We have code words every hour today through 6:05. This hour's code word is Avengers. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier with personalized, medically supervised plans and GLP-1 medications. Sign up today and your first month is $99. Visit jumpstartmd.com. We were just talking the other day on this show about how they're finding all these side benefits to these GLP-1 drugs. Like, one of them is they might be able to help you stop drinking.
Addiction.
Or smoking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope that ends up being the case. That'd be huge. But I when I told the story, I was thinking of Viagra because that ended up being one of those right. where it was given to heart patients and they said, I'm having a particular, it's having a...
My wife is enjoying my new heart, Tina.
Or not.
That's true. Good point.
Anyway, yeah, I hope that ends up being the case.
Yeah. Anyway, find out. Jumpstart MD. Okay. I just thought this was adorable. I did not know this about Jamie Lee Curtis. Jamie Lee Curtis she's great. She's in the Halloween movies. Mm-hmm. She was in a movie called True Lies.
A Fish Called, Wanda is a big one. Right. I loved her in Trading Places.
She's great in that.
Uh-huh.
She plays a hooker in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's great. But she's currently on The Bear. And one of the things I like about her on The Bear is that she appears to have absolutely no makeup on, and she's playing a very mentally ill woman. And she's just doing some of the best work of her life. Even if I'm like, can we get back to the main characters on the show? That'd be great. Like this whole episode is her crying over her daughter having the baby.
Gotta watch the latest season.
I know.
Really,
but honestly, that's that third season, I just wanted to choke myself out.
So you don't like her?
I love her.
Oh.
I think she's great. And one of the things I like about her is that she is letting herself age. And she has said in the past that she's done, I think it was like a cameraman said to her one time, like, your eyes look pretty puffy. And she was super bummed about it. And she got an eye job over it. And she was like, what are you doing? And can you put the picture up that I put this morning? How old is Jamie Lee Curtis? How old's Jamie Lee Curtis?
I would say, not based on the picture, just my knowledge of her career.
She, by the way, that picture, she looks absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, not nearly as old as she looks in some other pictures I've seen of her.
And that's at least what, 5 inches of cleavage?
That's the bottom line on this story here.
Okay. Well, anyway, I would say that she is 67.
68.
Bobby, making a guess or no?
Nope.
Okay. She's 66. So that's a point for you, Vin. You said 68. All right. So Jamie Lee Curtis is in a movie right now called Freakier Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And last weekend, she put up a video on TikTok promoting it. And it's getting a lot of recognition for sort of her formidable full frontal. Like it's like a denim looking dress, like a thin denim material. It's off of one shoulder. And I just guess I did not realize how big her chest was. Like, are you as surprised as I am by this? It's like, it's the whole thing down to her belly button. Like, it's all boob.
I'm not surprised. I know that she has a really good body because of the movie True Lies. Doesn't mm-hmm. she do, isn't there a dance scene in there?
No, right. Not that she didn't have boobs, but I was just
and
like,
then
whoa.
She's also pretty chesty in Trading Places as
you
well.
Mm-hmm. See them in
yeah.
Trading Places.
Yeah. Right.
Oh,
and
right.
And that I believe that's where I've what they used to do on Playboy was like sex and cinema or something, yeah. And they would show a still photo from the movie of a famous actress who did a nude scene, and so that's one that I
particularly
have a memory
noticed.
Of. But she looks great.
Yeah.
She looks great in that she's let her, and I believe her hair is great out there, but she looks really good.
Yeah. Go ahead. Do we want to roll it or do we care? Because she's like, everyone's talking about her chest and she's like, I'm perfectly happy for you to break the internet over my chest if it promotes our wonderful movie. If these bring you joy, I hope you'll join us for the movie and get even more joy.
Good for her. Good for us. Good for everyone. Oh, they just ate churros. Oh, I love
yeah,
churros.
They have all kinds. So they're talking. It's all people from the movie and she's running like little clips in there.
She's
but
also had two kids, so maybe...
Oh,
that sure. might be why they're
absolutely
bigger than we remember.
Yeah, I really think about, like, I have lots of thoughts about Jamie Lee Curtis, but none of them was about her boobs. I just never really, I mean, I knew she had them. Just never really.
Do you know any women
them before?
Have you ever had a conversation with a woman that said, I would never have a kid. I'm not letting them ruin, I'm not going to ruin my body like that.
No, but that gets talked about sometimes. Like sometimes people will have a surrogate have their baby or something, like, you know, rich people or
sure,
people who are super concerned about that. Don't
I'm
want
talking
stretch,
about
stretch
more
marks.
Like taking the stand in that I'm not having kids because I'm not ruining my body that way.
No, I've never. I don't know anyone who's ever said that.
It
to
sounds
me.
Petty, but yeah. It's a perfectly legitimate reason.
And if you can afford someone else to carry and you wanted your own biological child, but you didn't want to carry it, I suppose, you know, maybe you're some starlet, maybe you know, your pelvis isn't generous enough to pass a baby through.
Okay. Yeah.
Your pelvic girdle is a little tight. Have you?
No, but I now that I'm married and we have two kids, and I certainly know Christina was someone that, you know, we both took pride in getting exercise and being in shape. And now we both struggle with it. And she looks amazing, like absolutely stunning. But she sees something completely different.
Mm.
And you know what I mean.
I do.
She looks in the mirror and goes, oh, this, that, like, ah.
And it's all the stuff that comes with, you know, living a life.
I can understand, but I still think she looks great. So right. I just try to reinforce that.
Yeah.
I don't see that. Nope.
I think that if you were a trophy wife, let's say. Let's say this guy, some, you know, businessman dumps his wife or his mistress and you're like this young thing, but you're like, I want to have kids too. And he's like, oh, whatever. You know, I want to have a second family. Maybe you'd be like, well, I don't want him to lose interest in me. So I don't want to compromise anything that I've got going on here. From here to here, you know. And then you would say, but other than that, like, if you want kids, have kids. If you don't want kids, then don't have them. And if you want them and don't want to ruin your body, then adopt. Or if you can afford it, have a surrogate.
It just struck me as he mentioned maybe she's had kids. Maybe that's why. I'm interested in it does change your whole thing.
It does.
So I don't think it would be petty. I think it would be perfectly legitimate reason to say no.
You know, when I started, I haven't really tanned in years, but this year I decided, we'll get a tan. I'm going to Hawaii in
light
a week
tanning.
Or so. Get a light, yeah, very, very light tanning, like 6 minutes aside or 10, every day for a while. I did that so that I'd have a nice base tan when I went to back to the East Coast. And I realized that I never see my scars. I never see my stretch marks. I never see those things because they're basically the color of my skin when it's not tan. And when I tan, like right now, my stretch marks are in sharp contrast to the tan of my, and I have a bunch of scars, a couple things. I have like a big cut on my stomach from my getting my appendix out by someone who basically cut me in half to get it out when I was in eighth grade. It's huge. Okay. Can you see it?
Yeah, that's
giant.
Big.
It's a giant scar.
Wow.
Oh, and there's my stretch marks that you can see because I'm tan. You can't see them when I'm not tan. I mean, you can if you really look closely. But
so now
who's getting that close?
The quest is on to stay out of the sun. And
No. It was just funny because I kind of forgot I had stretch marks. I was
good for you.
Oh yeah, look at those. Well, I try not to look at this area much in the mirror. As I get older, I'm like, it's a good thing my eyes are going. I look great. Fantastic. Anyway, Jamie Lee Curtis went viral over last weekend with a TikTok promoting Freakier Friday, in which she wore a top that exposed her
inches of cleavage.
Just lots of cleavage and just like the enormous nature of what she's got going on there. And after a couple of days of reflection, she said, "I'd like you to know I'm happy that you're digging what I've put out there. But it's for promotion." In an Instagram post yesterday, she said, "I love the fact that this has gotten more attention than any other since the announcement post with Lindsay Lohan, the fire crotch, that sparked the movie Getting Made. Happy to help spread the joy that our movie serves." So there you go. And she does, she looks kind of amazing in some of these pictures on the Instagram post. Like, and honestly, one of the things I love about her, and even as I scrolled through a couple of her things today, her hair is, I assume, because it's sort of gray and brown. Like it looks like she's letting it go pretty easy. She's 66 years old. Yeah, she has wrinkles, but she's not wearing a ton of makeup in any of these pictures either. Like she looks great. She's just letting it happen and she'll continue to get roles that are for real people.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to hang on by, you know, puffing everything up and getting it all pulled back and, you know, looking like you're a member of that one particular club. It's going to be harder and harder to find, you know, as you get older, if you wanted to continue to work, you would be like, "I don't want to pretend I'm 25 anymore. I want to play, I'll play a mother role. I play a grandmother
role."
Yeah,
we've talked about this before, though. I think for people in that business, they find themselves actually getting good at their job as their body is changing. And they find themselves saying, "I could do that starring hotshot role if I just got rid of some of these wrinkles." And
right.
And we all know, and if you don't know, let me just, you know, get you hip to the fact. Casting directors will look right at you and go, "Too old." The end.
Yeah.
That went, you're there.
They take one look.
You came in for a tryout and they didn't listen to you. They went, "You're too old." No.
Jamie Lee Curtis has publicly stated she underwent plastic surgery. She linked it actually to her past addiction to Vicodin. She said that she had surgery after a cameraman's comment about her eyes being puffy, which made her feel embarrassed and ashamed. And now she's been sober for over 2 decades. All right, next story, an opportunity to win some points for later in the day. Do you know, don't shout it out, do you know who Sean William Scott is?
Yes.
Yes.
I thought we weren't supposed to shout it out.
No, just don't shout the answer.
No.
You don't know who he is?
No.
If I said that he was, well, do you want to, I'll give Vinny the opportunity for the first point here.
I believe he's the guy, one of the guys in, it's not American Pie. What is that movie called? I don't know.
It's called American Pie. Do you know his name? Because I'm giving points if you can tell me.
Yes,
tell me
Sean.
No. His real name is Sean William Scott.
Oh, it's Stifler.
I know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm giving him the points. Stifler. And Don't second guess yourself. You had it. It was in your mouth and you said it. It's not that. No, it's that. So Stifler.
Also, Dude, Where's My Car? One of the greatest movies ever.
Oh, actually, you just got the next point.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can you name another movie he was in? Is he in that one?
Dude, Where's My Car? Yeah, he's the... It's, oh, yeah, it's
I feel like he had a minute right no, out he of did, that. He did.
Can you name another one? I'm giving Maddie a point for Dude, Where's My Car?
Nope.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I could sit here and he make everyone sit through that.
He was in some kind of action romantic comedy.
I think it was called The Rundown.
Yeah.
He was also in The Dukes of Hazzard. He was in Old School. He was in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. But, and other movies, but those are really the only ones I was like, oh, there's that. And Dude, Where's My Car? Okay, next question. What is Sean William Scott Stifler from American Pie? What is his net worth? And you, Bob, you can feel free to guess on this one too, because let me just put it this way. I was very surprised because I won't say why.
$32 million.
I'll save $20 million.
30.
Oh, he's worth exactly $30 million.
Oh.
Wow, Bob puts yourself on. It's 2-2-3. Maddie got an extra point. I would have said, personally, after because he did have a run, but I would have said, nah, I don't know, $8 million. Like, I don't know what he got paid for some of those other movies, but like the biggest thing was Stifler. It wasn't like he was... I guess maybe he was a star in some of those other movies. I think we had him in one time years ago on the show. It might have been for that movie, The Rundown. Was it with The Rock?
It was that movie, yeah. I think I was
Did The Rock come in too?
No.
I don't just Sean Williams.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure we wanted The Rock.
He also did, what, 5 American Pie movies? So.
Oh, that's a good point.
You get paid more on the sequel, right?
Yes.
Well, you would think, yeah. And plus Stifler and Stifler's mom. I mean, they had to... So Stifler and his wife got a divorce, filed for divorce last year. So this week he submitted a rundown of his finances. And I don't know why, but we get to see all this stuff.
Oh, that's how he makes the news, is his divorce.
Because everyone went, what? That guy's worth what?
Has forced him to uncover and let everybody into his privacy. Okay.
According to the rundown that he had to release to apparently the public, Stifler makes $110,000 a month, including $45,000 in royalty payments and $31,000 in dividends and interest. He also has about $12 million in stocks and bonds, $18 million in property, and they say hundreds of thousands in other assets. So he's good, although he's about to split it all. I guess. I don't know how long him and his wife, that wasn't
only
the interesting.
Since 2019.
Oh.
So
maybe there's some kind of a prenup, you would think.
Did you say if they have kids?
It doesn't say in the story. It sounds like Bobby might have something pulled up there.
I don't think so.
I think that changes a lot, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't think someone should be cut in if they're not.
Well, don't they say, too, that you have what you have when you start the relationship, and then what you make while you're in the relationship becomes part of what's negotiable?
Yeah, and I understand that. I just mean in terms of that payout or the alimony, those things feel like, if you have kids, totally get it.
He's got a kid. It's a little girl.
There you
How
go.
How old?
She was born in 2020, so she's
probably part of this.
That's what I was trying to sort out, because I do feel like if you were just partnered, you would say, let's go to arbitration. Let's have someone, let's do this quietly,
right,
and cleanly without this stuff being made public.
Right. So I really don't know. This is the very first thing I've seen about this thing. So, I mean, if it gets contentious, maybe we'll find out what she gets for spousal support obviously child support would be part of it with a 5-year-old. And I would like to think that a father would think, yeah, I'll do whatever I need to support
that
kid.
But I think that that's what made me wonder why this is happening publicly. They have a kid. Okay.
Yeah. That must be it. Because why else would you, right? I mean, unless it was just bound to be a fight. Like if it's super acrimonious and I need someone to step in here. All right, so there's that. And then I wanted to just mention this because I have not watched Wednesday's Big Brother yet. I'll watch that today. Have you already seen it?
I watched most of it last night.
Don't tell me, but maybe you can help me with some. There's some a bunch of allegations going on about Riley, the cowboy.
Oh, no.
Oh. There are apparently, you know, you can watch a 24/7 feed. And of Big Brother, it's a CBS show. And I guess on Paramount Plus, they have, you know, you can watch the cameras are on 24/7. And you can pay to subscribe to that and you can watch that. And there are people who are saying that this guy is an abuser. Now, no one is saying that he has like hit her or anything, but apparently it's become a big trending thing where people are saying like CBS Big Brother needs to pull this bastard from their house for Catherine's protection. She's too young to see the toxic and dangerous situation she's in. Riley is a controlling narcissist person and gets upset at the sight of Catherine talking with anyone but him. He gaslights her and treats her like ass whenever he's in a bad mood. I need him gone. Riley repeated to Catherine, you don't get to leave me. So he has every sign of an abuser who only wants physical. And when he doesn't get it, he gets mad and emotionally manipulates her. She can't be stuck in the jury house. Yeah.
So Catherine's in the house. Catherine's in the house.
These are
people
two
are watching the 24-hour
contestants,
feed.
And these are the reactions that they're having to that. He's been pressuring Catherine to have sex with her, according to this. It makes me sick to my stomach, this person says. One of them was he regularly berates her when he's not love-bombing her and telling her they're getting married whether she likes it or not. He's scary. So have you seen any of this?
No, but I will get the research department on it. But they certainly haven't shown anything about it on the show.
Right. And should they? Like, they've definitely shown bad behavior on the show in the past. I certainly wouldn't want to be waiting around for something like this to come to a head. But I don't know. Maybe it's not something that they're...
The storyline right now on the show is that he is very into her, but she is very reserved and she's communicated that. She says, it takes me 6 months to like someone.
Oh.
So I want to give you the validation that you want, but I'm just can't move any faster.
And did he like say, I love you?
I don't know. I don't think they showed him saying, I love you, but very much like, I really like you. I want to be with you. And then he was sad that she's not.
That she didn't immediately reciprocate.
Reciprocating, and she was comforting him. That is what they showed last night, right, as far as I got.
Well, his dad has remained completely quiet about this, but his mom is saying, they're stuck in a house with no TV, no radios, no phones. They're getting to know each other on a personal level. We don't understand. He's not some obsessive stalker person like everyone's saying. He's got a great heart, but he wears it on his sleeve. He's a small town guy who loves strongly and with his whole heart.
Wait, let me get this straight.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
His mom likes him?
Yeah, his mom likes him.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, there's something to watch out for. That's, he must just not be photogenic because she's very sweet. She's very,
who's this guy?
He's the cowboy guy. Here, can you pull up a picture of Riley from it? Here's, you want to see a picture? I have it up on my thing, but I'll knock the camera over if I turn it towards you.
Don't you dare.
I know. I don't want to do it. So there he's like tall. Sort of a tall, and they're doing a lot of this, a lot of making out, Vin.
He looks okay to, I mean, I wouldn't pursue him, but he's, you know, is it Zach Bryan that just sold out Golden Gate Park?
Yeah.
That guy's more handsome than Zach Bryan.
Hmm.
Isn't he?
I don't think he's good looking, but that's just me.
I'm not saying I want him.
Yeah.
Or
I think
Zach
it sounds
Bryan,
like
I'm
if
saying,
we did a kiss, marry, kill, you're gonna marry this guy and
over know, Zach Bryan.
Zach Bryan.
Well, Zach Bryan, I don't find attractive at all. Do you?
I don't. But
apparently
there's some appeal because there are a lot of people who really do like Zach Bryan.
He crushed Golden Gate Park. I heard crushed it. You know, Violet.
Yes.
Violet.
She was at the
they
show.
They loved it. They went. Yeah. Great. Her and her dad. He said they crushed it.
All right. So Big Brother star, his name's Riley Jeffries. He and Catherine, another of the people who are on Big Brother, another of the house guests. There's something going on there. We'll keep an eye on it. I just wondered if you had seen last night's show and if they alluded to it at all, because apparently it's trending right now. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I got a lot of stuff, including pickles.
Oh, I love pickles.
Cringe clothing, according to Gen Z, and more after these.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh. Hello.
Oh, was me clearing my throat on the air just now?
It's completely fine.
It's
People
not.
Do that.
I didn't know that
talk.
You were.
No, it's all right. Turned on the mics.
I'm sorry, everyone.
Don't be sorry.
We'll fix
Vinny.
It in post. Don't worry.
It's very attractive.
Nobody here.
Well, I'll do it.
Okay.
Can you guys stop?
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram for radio feels and pictures from the Sarah and Vinny morning show daily, plus links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Frontier Ford in Santa Clara. That's where I got my Mach-E, and you should too.
You love that car.
I love that car. I'm a big fan, and I really believe in going electric. And this car has all the room for my surfboards and gear, but also fits in the city parking down below this building.
It is not generous down there.
$7,500 federal tax credit. Expires soon, and Frontier Ford has over, this is totally different than the one I read yesterday.
It's like 10 times as many.
Yeah.
I thought the same thing, because I actually thought it was weird that they say over 10, and I thought, that seems like, why don't you just say 11? But no, it turns out there's way more.
The tag has been updated, ladies and gentlemen, and here we go. Frontier Ford has over 100 Mach-E's in stock, so ready for you to drive home. And the tax credit is helpful.
Yes.
And these guys are great, and they have a great service department. So visit Frontier Ford in Santa Clara to grab your Mach-E today. I'll be there tomorrow taking my car in for service.
Oh.
And then I will hang out. I'll talk to everyone. I know they're working, though, but I'm friendly with some people there. And then I will walk down the street and have lunch or something while it's being taken care of. Whatever it is. Yeah, sure. I just go. Here you go.
Yep.
I'll go take a walk. See you in an hour.
Shoot me a text when you're ready for me to come back.
All right. So it's brought to you by Frontier Ford in Santa Clara. Here's what's happening. Today's weather is same as yesterday, hot and sunny.
Was it hot in the city yesterday, Bob?
Yes.
Oh, did you hit 80?
I don't think so.
Oh, so it wasn't hot.
It was hot for the city.
I suppose that's true.
That's there's a big difference here in the city. If it's over 75, you start to go, what is happening?
Yeah.
Why is it?
I've never needed air conditioning before.
I need to do this story first right off the bat, and it was brought to us by our good friend at NBC Bay Area, Scott Budman.
Oh, hey, Scott.
You can find him at Scott Budman on Instagram and elsewhere. He mentioned this, and I went, oh, my God, I'm a PayPal guy.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I have PayPal.
I have two different PayPal accounts.
16 million PayPal accounts have been exposed on the dark web.
Wonderful.
Emails, passwords,
great,
and more are up for sale. So what does that mean? In the story I saw from Scott Budman, he said, change your password right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, thanks.
Yep.
And I commented, which I hardly ever do, but I went, thank you. And then I went and changed my password. So consider that. If you're a PayPal person, they say a post on a well-known hacking forum has claimed to have millions of PayPal accounts, credentials, including login emails and plain text passwords.
Was it Scott who told? Isn't Venmo also like it's a PayPal subsidiary? Do they have the same? Aren't they part of the same?
They are part of the same ownership, as I've been told. I don't see Venmo anywhere in this story.
Okay, but you should regularly change your passwords anyway. You never know who's got those.
You know,
things.
Once you get everything set and your phone and your iPad and you start to go, I don't want to change it. But it may be time to change your PayPal password. A bunch of this stuff is now on the dark web.
Are they contacting people saying that they've been breached?
I don't think so. In fact, don't most companies, in my experience, most companies go, shh, don't say anything ever about this. I have a question. Don't ask any questions either. Never ask that.
Just change your password and just don't tell anybody.
Boy. All right. Well, let's just go dark on it then. Fine. PayPal.
All right.
Has been hacked. You now have been warned.
Thank you.
I'm a fan of Gen Z. I like the youngsters of today. I think, you know, they're working their way through the high tech life.
Yeah. The landscape as it changes with AI.
This is one that I don't agree with them on, but I'll let you all know if you have a lot of, what do they refer to them as? Leggings. If you have a lot of leggings, Gen Z says you are out of style.
Oh.
It's known, they say, it's a known fact that skinny jeans have long been dubbed millennial cringe.
Oh, that's funny because I wear skinny jeans all the time. And they're actually more like jeggings, because some of them don't even have like a fake zipper.
They're stretchy too, right?
Yeah. So comfy.
Now there's a new wardrobe item that's been declared out of style, and it's the leggings. They say are officially dead. Now I don't believe that. I think leggings are a great look. They appear to be comfortable.
Mm.
I wouldn't wear leggings, but I think they look great on women.
Right.
If there's a dude out there that's pulling off leggings, good for you.
Yeah.
Do you know any dudes that pull off leggings?
Bike riders.
Okay.
The only ones I can think of. Maybe like speed skiers. How about, I guess like figure skaters. They've got the pants that are like attached to the front and back of the skate so that they stay pant looking.
Mostly you're not talking about people that walk amongst us. So mm-hmm. no men are pulling off the leggings is so your point.
Your yoga teacher who looks fine in those leggings.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Yoga pants have become a fashion staple.
Mm-hmm.
Most people will wear them
when I get home.
All day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll so exercise crazy. Tonight, but I'm going to wear these all day until tonight
I
when
might
I
not
exercise.
Even exercise.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. They've
too
been
cozy.
Worn for years everywhere from the gym to the grocery store to sitting at home.
Yeah.
And they've replaced for a while there the old sweat pant.
Do you think that it feels funny to me that that Gen Z and millennials are doing battle? Like, you know, that Gen Z is all like, ah, you people over 30 and your leggings. Like, it just feels like too. Like, did we battle with our closest generation? It just feels
the
like a weird thing. Like someone who's 28 telling someone who's 31, no.
I think know. that Gen X may have said things, unkind things to millennials through the year. Sure. I don't know.
I mean, like your adjacent generation, like they're next door neighbors, the Z's and the millennials.
Aren't millennials next door neighbors to Gen X?
No, there's a Gen. Oh, are they also Gen Y?
Yeah. You guys are right before millennials.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Mm.
Well, you can feel, yeah, you can say. What are you thinking?
I don't know. I'm just wondering. I guess we have said about them.
Millennials are like 30 to 45, and then Gen X, 45 to 60.
Okay. You're right. It just feels weird that all the young kids are fighting together.
Well, like,
you guys
fight.
Are all young.
Let me just grab some popcorn and watch. Yeah. I'd rather sit on the sidelines for this. But
and I guess the boomers who were right before us were probably like, yeah, I remember.
I'm sure they have plenty of nasty things
sure
to say to
lots
us.
Lots of nasty things.
Slackers.
To say to us. Yeah.
Yes. Slackers.
Right.
What are you talking about? Yeah, I'm wearing a flannel, but I went to work.
You and your rock and roll. Ugh.
Right. You have terrible taste in music.
Anyway, it looks like this is slowing the growth at Lululemon and
Ooh,
others.
Oh, mm.
Lulu, very famous for their yoga pants. Yeah.
Now, you're a millennial. Where do you fall in this? You're 30, so you're right there on the cusp of the Gen Z and millennial.
The leggings I still wear to work out, to go to yoga.
Yeah.
Because they're just such a great product, but I am not wearing them socially.
You wouldn't wear them to work or out to a party?
Not anymore, no.
Oh.
I did get some, what they call now flare leggings, which back in my day were yoga pants, where it's leggings, but they flare out at the bottom.
I have some of those. I love those.
I got a couple pairs of those to keep up with the times.
Mm. They're so cute. They're so flattering.
Gen
I don't know
Z
what it is.
Has replaced the legging or yoga pant with baggy, loose-fitting pants at the gym. Here's a picture of someone in something like that.
Oh, you know.
They tie at the bottom. They're baggy. They give you all the room you need to do all the stuff you want, but they are not flattering, and they go on in the story
and
to say.
They don't look stretchy.
No, they're not stretchy. A super fit girl hiding her body under baggy clothes is more appealing than skimpy, tight workout clothes.
Mm.
That is, I don't think it's true for everyone, but I do remember there were certain girls in high school when I was I'm talking about
your high school days, the 80s.
Like someone who was kind of tomboyish, but also hot. That's a pretty good look.
Mm.
Like not, you know, wearing an oversized sweatshirt or not wearing the skimpy outfits, but totally could.
Yeah. That's a cool look to me because I actually feel like sometimes when you wear the big pants like that, it actually has almost like a martial arts feel. And it's like, just they look so comfortable, but really like you can move in them.
I've thought about getting some, but I just think they would be in my way doing downward dog and stuff. But in general, I am so thankful that the baggy clothes era is here. I've never felt more myself in fashion than I do right now.
Yeah, the wide leg jean is a very comfortable.
Just
it's very
giant
comfortable.
Clothes
right.
to hide
just
in.
Float in.
I'm cozy. Nobody can see me. Stop looking
Let
at me.
All hang out.
It's kind of like when Vinny hides under the covers.
Yeah, to protect himself.
Okay.
From the people crawling in his window.
Right. Obviously.
They're crawling in your windows.
Hold on.
Give me a blanket quick.
Oh.
Gary went around the city.
You're right. Windows. Exactly.
Gary went around the city.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife. I want to hear that song. We were talking about like the videos that made YouTube put it on the map like 20 years ago. And that was one of them, was the Antoine Dodson. But there was a song. That went with it. So good.
We've talked a lot about the kids going back to school. Mine are
today
in class now.
Oh boy. Oh. You got a first grader and a fifth grader?
Yep.
Oh my God.
I've been sent multiple first day photos as we've been sitting here broadcasting. They look cute. Mm. They're in their first day outfits, the whole thing. Anyway, as the kids are headed back to school, this turned out to be a huge problem in Indiana. The school district in Indiana has been forced to cancel school.
Uh-oh.
Just on the fifth day of the school year because there were no school buses. The catalytic converters from around 20 buses were stolen in one night.
Oh, wow.
Stolen catalytic converters are a huge business. And so this thief or group of thieves hit the jackpot, but also canceled school. Now, I imagine, you know, if you have a grandparent in the house, they're like, I walked in the, you know, the story. I mean, come on. Barefoot. Right.
Uphill both ways. This reminds me when I was a kid, one of my brother's friends as a senior prank went to the school bus yard and with some other friends and unscrewed all of the air caps of all of the wheat, all of the tires, with the hopes of that, you know, they would get a little flat and we'd get the day off or whatever because they wouldn't have to refill them. But a cold front came in. And so because of the change in pressure, all of the tires deflated so much that the buses sat down on the tires and pierced through all of them. So all of the tires were ruined.
Were cut.
And he ended up going to jail because it was a felony.
A vandal.
Because of all the
damage.
Good.
But I just was trying to be funny.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Unfortunately for the children's of today.
We did get the day off, by the way.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah, so
they didn't. They had to go to Zoom. They went to Zoom classes, unfortunately.
That sucks.
So school was canceled in a way, but they did virtual classes for a couple days, and now the buses are back, and so
Sorry
are the kids.
About it. That's too bad.
Reading for pleasure is in a free fall.
I really can't believe it.
Research, what do you mean? Young people go around saying, I can't read, even though they can. Reading for pleasure is in a free fall. Research finds 40% drop over two decades.
I'm so bummed to hear that. Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is true. Like, everyone I know reads.
Everyone I know reads. Even my kids who are Gen Z.
Yeah, the Kindles, audiobooks. Yeah.
My son reads. We're constantly going back and forth.
Audiobooks isn't reading.
Yeah, it is in a way.
No, it's like
You're still consuming, and an artist is getting compensated for you having consumed
it's
their
art. It's accessibility reading.
For people
who can't read, like me.
Okay. It's funny because... I do listen to audiobooks, but I try to always have a physical, it's not physical, it's on my Kindle, but I try to have words that I have to read in order and have some kind of grasp of what they're talking about. I try to always have a book going.
It's embarrassing that I have to say this, but forever I've been saying to myself, I need one of those little clip lights that I can put on a book. But do I go to Amazon and just order that thing real quick and get that thing?
Get that
no, but I didn't.
Tomorrow.
I went years, for years, without having a little light by my bed that I could put on so I could read a physical book. I just, while the missus was, I think, in New York, I was in our shared room that I don't go in, and I found a light and just needed to charge it. And it's so it clips on. It's chargeable, rechargeable.
So this is on her side of the bed, like she clearly uses this.
It was on the floor somewhere, under a thing. Goodness. And I went, oh, look at that. I have one of these now.
So you charged it up.
I'm charged it up and I'm reading in bed.
Huh?
And it's like a miracle. If only I only shop at the grocery store usually.
So if only they had like a home gadgetry department.
I mean, come on, Amazon. You've taken over Whole Foods. You might as well.
Right. Put a little gadgetry section in there. Actually, I would welcome that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, I would tell myself, you gotta just get some kind of headlamp or something.
Oh, a little headlamp.
Whatever. You know what I mean?
Sure,
something.
Yeah. Something to, right, though. Isn't shining in your eyes and lighting up the whole room, but lights up the page.
Anyway, I'm back, baby.
All right.
So I'm sorry to hear that, though, about reading. Reading is one of the great pleasures in life.
I completely agree.
Trying to share it with my kids, and I hope they grow up to be readers.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Surprise. Taylor Swift is very successful. This is turning out to be a pretty big month for her. Lol.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.